Did you feel it?
Did I feel it? We were on the eighth floor of the hotel. In the morning to you, John.
In the morning to you, Adam, and all ships at sea in the morning and feet on the ground, boots in the air, and everything in between.
333 episodes of pure copper. We've known for years about the Great Virginia Fault. I mean, this was totally to be expected that this would take place. The skies are completely blue. It's a beautiful day. Mickey says it's raining. The sky is blue, John, except for tons of
entrails.
Or, I'm sorry,
persistent cartridges.
And so I make the joke at that point. I say, yeah, well, there you go. That's the chemtrail stuff falling on us. This earthquake, John, was not the rolling, swaying side to side. Of course, we're on the eighth floor, so everything's accentuated. It was up and down. And I'm like, wow, that was an earthquake. Because, you know, we're Californians.
Did you run out in panic?
No,
did you run into the street screaming and yelling and holding your hand? Going,
no.
Oh, no, we're going to die.
You look out the window, and the whole hotel has run out onto the street. The maids are out there, the bellhops. I'm like, everyone's freaking out. You know, we see the whole street filled with people.
Generally speaking, you don't run out into the streets, especially in a big city, if there's an earthquake, unless you want to be crushed.
Of course, the city is kind of empty because it's, you know, the douchebags are all out of town. We can't make a phone call, but not because the circuits are jammed. There is no signal, which is different from the phones are, you know, jammed. Let me put all of these pieces together. We've got moisture falling out of the sky. We've got a very strange earthquake. And of course, at this point, I hear about the one in Colorado. If you look at the locations of both of these extremely rare earthquakes, they are both located at highly sensitive military points. You know, this is where all the spooks are. This is where the shadow government is in Colorado. I am really convinced of this one, that this was a mechanism that created the earth to shake. As in earthquake machine. What if this really is the war by proxy with China, which China, we're pretty convinced China, that's what China, Libya is all China. About, is kicking the Chinese out, because you know this is all our stuff. In other words, we're just capturing this country. The Chinese go, oh, really? They give it a little zap, Boulder. They give it another little zap, Virginia. And of course, we retaliated in Peru at their copper mines. Call it coincidence, but to have an earthquake in Colorado, in Virginia, hasn't happened in 100 years.
Coincidence? I think not!
7 o'clock this evening, Eastern Time, air and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against the headquarters, terrorist facilities, and military assets that support Muammar Gaddafi's subversive activities. A mission fully consistent with Article 51 of the United Nations Charter. I said that we would act with others if possible, and alone if necessary, to ensure that terrorists have no sanctuary anywhere.
It was called Operation El Dorado Canyon. The attack on Libya almost 24 hours ago has left many Libyans dead or injured. The attack has had an effect on American-Soviet relations.
Among last night's casualties, 3 of the children of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. One of the damaged houses was the official residence of the ambassador of Japan. The French embassy was clearly hit in the raid.
They show these guys, oh, here are the guys, the rebels, and they show these guys running around shooting aimlessly. There's nobody, they're not shooting at anybody. We haven't seen one dead soldier.
Look at all these people, and it was like throngs of people in
Green Square
holding up Indian flags.
Please come again.
They've got trusses, they've got very lights, they've got robo-cams. It's like, this thing is a setup. It is the biggest disinformation psyops campaign I have ever seen in my life. This is Wag the Dog. Everything is bullcrap. The guy stomping on the Gaddafi's head, like the gold head, whatever it is, they have perfectly clean cuffed jeans.
These idiots that are just shooting these cannons off the back of pickup trucks. Boom, 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 right into nothing.
And don't they look like Mad Max set pieces?
Totally. It's just ridiculous.
You can't, I mean, what? How do they...
What does it take to throw a hand grenade under one of those trucks and take care of it?
It is it's Mad Max. It's Wag the Dog. I want to know who the producer is. It's got to be Tom Hanks or Spielberg or someone like that.
So I'm watching these guys, and they're showing them running down the street, shooting aimlessly at some building.
With another guy videotaping it.
And everything, those bullets, these guys are shooting some big shells. These are like a buck,
50 caliber, 50 caliber.
These things aren't cheap.
No.
And this is your money, your taxpayer money, in each one of those, boom, boom. And then these idiots are shooting them in the air. I mean, talk about, now if you're in a war and you don't just waste all your ammunition by going nuts and shooting all your bullets in the air?
No, that's what the fireworks are for. I saw Denzel Washington do this. Let me try that. That'll look cool.
Yeah, you film. You film. You film. I want to shoot gun. No, you film. I'll shoot gun.
Yeah, shoot gun, you film. And by the way, nice to see all the Samsung Mobile t-shirts. I guess they went down there and handed out some shite to the guy. Did you know that the Libyan rebels were using drones? That they had their own drones?
While NATO countries fly UAVs high above Libya, none of these UAVs or the vital intelligence they provide is available to the rebels. Until now.
It hasn't been available to the rebels until now. That's how you gotta do it, not this wimpy ass thing. Where was the guy with the iPad flying that thing and all the B-roll? You should see this thing, by the way. It can do tracking, lock on the targets, it can carry little payloads, it can shoot an arrow at you or whatever.
Is it the same rebels that were running past the building with an AK-47 shooting aimlessly?
Yeah, the ones wearing the rock ports. We have a tweet from John McCain, 2009, where he says,
Twitter.
Late evening with Colonel Gaddafi at his ranch in Libya. Interesting meeting with an interesting man. Is the same guy who wrote the rules to go and kill him.
Adios, mofo.
He traveled everywhere, as WikiLeaks documents told us, with his four voluptuous, quote-unquote voluptuous, Ukrainian nurses. He's a pervert.
Tell me about this sexuality. It's in your DNA.
How does hanging out with four hot Ukrainian model babes make you a pervert?
Bullshit.
Now you're a pervert if you like a woman?
One of these chicks took a bullet for him once. I mean, they're hardcore. Mounds of Viagra found in Gaddafi's compound. Why? You can just wait for it. If he was such a rat and such a horrible man, why is John McCain sucking him off in his tent there in 2009? Why is Tony Blair sitting in his tent?
The EU of Africa.
Right. 49 countries signed on except for one. Guess which one? Exactly. Libya.
I think not.
There's the handover picture.
It's handover? Handover, what?
It's the biggest picture on the page of Gaddafi doing a brother, you know, one of those shakes, a black soul shake, yes, where you're not grabbing, but your hands are up in the air. You're with Assad. Colonel Muammar Gaddafi and President Assad in 2008. One is now on the run, the other fighting for power. Well, there you go. A symbolic photo to let us know that, okay, we can take our attention off of this and let's put it on this other idiot.
Yeah, so Bill, what do you think of the situation there in Syria?
I lay a little bit of no agenda smack on her. She can't process it.
When we watch the news or watch anything, we laugh and hoot.
Yeah.
It is hilarious to watch. I was with Buzzkill Jr. this morning watching the Today Show, and they had a bunch of bull crap about how students could fix up their little dorm rooms for less than $300. And then they showed these dorm rooms. It looked exactly like prison cells. And JC points out that all the furniture made in Washington State and most of the country, furniture for dorm rooms in the universities, are all made by prisoners.
Yeah. The elites, they totally buy into all this crap.
Well, they have to.
Unbelievable.
For one thing, it makes your life a lot easier. This is really one of the subtexts of the movie The Matrix.
You know, I know this steak doesn't exist. I know that when I put it in my mouth, The Matrix is telling my brain that it is juicy and delicious. After 9 years, you know what I realize? Ignorance is bliss.
It's red pill time, totally. The Libyan psyops, getting China out, and then these earthquakes in the two most sensitive areas of the United States intelligence. And then, of course, the retaliation in Peru, where China owns the copper mines.
Like I said, it'd make a good novel.
I'm just about finished with this book. And get ready to scoff, John. Get ready to laugh. Get ready to ridicule. I am going to recommend Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand.
Oh, God. No, don't read that book, ladies and gentlemen.
Read this book. When you read this book, you will recognize exactly the times that we are in.
Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand.
Obama is so removed from everything. He's watching sports. He's reading anything that has him in it, like People magazine or Rolling Stone. The guy is completely removed from everything. And, by the way, the whole office stinks of smoke because he never quit smoking, according to the insider. If this is made up, bravo.
If Bush was still the president, there would have been some pushback on all these schemes.
Yeah.
Because he was actually involved. I get the sense that Obama doesn't have... At this point, he's given up. He's in over his head, and they just tell him what to do.
dressed like some kind of effing frat boy wannabe, eyes out of focus, hair a hell of a lot more gray than is shown in public, the wrinkles around the mouth are far deeper, and the hands, his effing hands are so, well, they're just little stick digits. And it talks about in the 2008 campaign, they were padding his jackets.
Putin's walking around with his chest out.
Right,
and then
right,
Obama's
right,
running down the beach in a pair of, you know, in a mankini with his, you know, he looks like he's been pumping iron for the last 3 years.
That was the other Obama, the pumped up one.
Since the election of George W. Bush, we went from being, you know, I think the Canadian dollar was like 75 cents, and now this Canadian dollar is worth more than the American dollar.
Jean Chrétien, the ex-prime minister of Canada. French didn't join in, and all of a sudden we're calling French fries freedom fries.
Freedom fries, right, right.
And we're bitching about how the French are a bunch of pigs because they didn't join the stupid war and all the rest of it.
Pussies.
And of course, we let them come back into the fold with this Libyan deal, and so they took the lead.
Ever since we bombed Libya, you know? But we did our job. We only fucked up one place. We accidentally dropped a bomb on the French embassy. Sorry about that. I'm sure our aim would have been a little better if we'd have had more fucking sleep.
Coincidence? I think not.
Thanks for those extra 6,500 air miles, you fuckhead. Build a new house.
He explains what happened and the crap that he had to go through for not going to this stupid war in Iraq.
Prime Minister, could you explain to our American friends how you got to make the decision not to participate in the Iraq war?
It was easy. It was, they were wrong, and I said so. But if we are in the business of replacing those we don't like, who is next? There's a guy I don't like, and you don't like very much, by the name of Mugabe. Why don't we go and solve a problem in the family in Zimbabwe? Oh, he said, Jean, you know, Mugabe and Saddam is not the same. I said, of course it's not the same. And Mugabe has no oil.
He does think poorly of the United States government in terms of its structure. He thinks the Canadian parliamentary system is better and, you know, the British system. But that's just prejudice, and I think it's bigotry, and I think he's full of shit. But he explains the difference.
They have the same tradition in England, in Great Britain. But the prime minister is invited there to do that once a week for 20 minutes. And he received a notice of 48 hours of the questions. I never received a notice of question before.
So what we see, Cameron on C-SPAN, he's standing in front of all these guys, and all these guys stand up, and then the speaker, Mr. Jenkins.
Mr. Anderson.
He checks the box. He says, I'll take this one, I'll take this one, I'll take this one, and one from column B. And then they go through the charade. So the whole thing is a farce.
This Fareed Zakaria, the terrorist, is anti-constitutionalist terrorist.
Parliamentary systems are superior to presidential systems because they allow for greater stability and purposeful action. Remember the political battle surrounding the debt ceiling. It's actually impossible in a parliamentary system because the executive controls the legislature. In the American presidential system, in contrast, you have a presidency and a legislature, both of which claim to speak for the people. As a result, you always have a contest over basic legitimacy. There are, of course, advantages to the American system. The checks and balances have been very useful on occasion.
So he thinks it would be better if you had that combinatorial approach where you have the president and the legislator as working as one.
Yeah.
So in other words, when the Republicans take over, they just run roughshod over the country.
Yeah.
And then when the Democrats take over, they just run roughshod over the country with doing everything they want to do with nobody saying, no, stop doing that. Because you can't.
Yeah.
With the parliamentary system. This guy is full of crap.
Douchebag.
You mentioned the Standard & Poor's guy. Let's go to that.
Yep.
That guy's been ousted.
Wow.
Which we predicted. It was predicted.
It was totally predicted. This is not, he didn't get killed, but, you know.
But he's killed in a business sense. The Financial Times has been compromised.
The Financial Times says the departure of Devin Sharma has been in the works for quite some time.
Been in the works for some time, my ass.
Yeah, we didn't want to report on it because we didn't think it was interesting until now. Like, if they knew that, they should have reported on that weeks ago.
Been in the works for some time. I'm not convinced that the in the scheme of things, that this notion of switching to a parliamentary system and redoing the Constitution is necessarily in the game plan. And I'm wondering how long this meme is going to last. I think it's been injected by an alien kind of a subversive force. And I believe I'm going to predict that Fareed Zak is going to be ousted. I mean, I think this is a meme coming in from an alien source that is subversive, and I think he's going to be out.
You remember Christopher Shale, chairman of the Conservative Party, who died at Glastonbury in the toilet? So no toxicology report on this guy who died on the 23rd of June, 2011. But interestingly enough, Amy Winehouse, who died on the 26th of July, they immediately came out with her toxicology report. Like, oh, nothing in there.
And now, back to real news.
Singer Amy Winehouse takes the stage at Nelson Mandela birthday show.
Thank God we got an Amy Winehouse reference in. Damn it. Now it's newsworthy.
I remember this must have been 2008/9, and we were talking about national service.
HR 1388. This is the mandatory volunteerism bill. Generations invigorating volunteerism and education.
Reading from the bill. Adam Curry.
Reading from the bill. Whether a workable, fair, and reasonable mandatory service requirement for all able young people could be developed, and how such a requirement could be implemented in a manner that would strengthen the social fabric of the nation and overcome civic challenges by bringing together people from diverse economic, ethnic, and educational backgrounds.
You will obey.
Instead, it morphed into everybody working for the Department of Homeland Security.
Under Section 6104 of this new bill, entitled Duties, Subsection B6, Mandatory National Service Bill. Strengthen the social fabric of the nation, they're Nazi, by bringing together people from diverse economic, ethnic, and educational backgrounds. This happens at the same time that Prime Minister Cameron of Camelot comes out in a speech in Oxfordshire and says exactly, they want to put in national service for all these youngsters who apparently have nothing better to do than to riot.
I think not!
You will serve and you will obey.
Get some slaves. I mean, they can build furniture for dorms. Just out in Sparta.
The Chinese government is telling internet providers to pull the plug on more than 100 songs, including hits by Beyonce and Lady Gaga.
And if this is your hero, then you deserve to be annihilated in the coming revolution. This is no hero. This is an Illuminati-backed, mind-controlling drone. I'm liking the Chiners more and more these days.
First Mexican night, and he's gloves and kisses to Mickey. She's really cute.
Ah, Chola.
INVSOC.org.NZ.
ProsperityPodcast.com. DigitalElvis.com. FireTheSenator.com. TheInvisibleCandidate.com.
SirJimmyFreeHollowBooks.com. DroneWars.us. HomemadeDrones.com. DoItYourselfDrones.com. Best podcast in the world, he says. Black Knight George and Cats Home.
Cats Hovel.
A Cats Hovel in Netherlands.
No commercial interruptions. It takes up all of our available time during the day. I haven't seen a decent column from John in 5 years, and I have no job. I'm patently unhireable for anything else. So the only way we can stay on the air and not succumb to sucking the corporate schlong is by your donations.
Dvorak.org/NA.
And that is the place you need to go. We do pull apart media. I think we do look at news. We do research. We watch a crap load of C-SPAN, so you don't have to.
The point is that we try to give you guys out there, people, some angle on news stories that you're probably not going to get elsewhere. And we also, if nothing else, we should be getting paid for having to listen to C-SPAN for hours and hours. I mean, seriously, if nobody thinks that's not a lot of work, they don't know what they're talking
about. It's massive work.
Narrative Science. They are the company that actually create news stories automatically. We turn data into stories. Our technology application generates news stories, industry reports, headlines, and more. That is the news that you are being given and read to you off of teleprompters by idiots like Anderson Pooper.
Dipper 2. Sorry. Sorry, this has actually never happened to me. Always see this sort of thing on YouTube and you don't think
denounce anyone in the chat room who complains yet does not donate as a douchebag.
You do nothing on knowledge and fact. I said, now, dude, first of all,
go away.
Second of all, you can be civil about it. You know, we don't know everything. We're happy to hear what you have to say, but don't come in my house yelling and screaming like that.
All we know is we know bullshit when we see it.
We know it when we smell it is what we're on. Study shows Alzheimer's disease memory loss could eventually be reversed after scientists discovered a chemical naturally produced by the body to fight arthritis also works on the brain condition.
I think it's bullshit. Who does this piece of shit?
This is where the pharmaceutical industry is going. Vaccines to give you stuff before you get sick, not treat you, just shoot you up with all kinds of crap, and you're not going to get insurance if you don't do it. A documentary about how you can get cancer from oral sex and how it's so unfair that they come to the schools and tell the girls about this but don't tell the boys. If you go down on your girlfriend, you can catch cancer.
Tell me why you decided to take part in this documentary.
What is this vaccination jab that you can get? Why isn't it offered to young boys?
Like, how does that make you feel that, you know, that girls are getting offered this jab in school and not boys?
You know, obviously there's a government issue and there's a money issue. It's a non-brainer. It's like the vaccination should be given to boys as well as girls. Very expensive procedure. It's £400 a jab.
We're getting chipped.
What? We're getting
chipped. It's as though the men are getting chipped. Yeah. Oh, we want the shot too.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, they're saying
it. Can we buy some tampons while we're at it? We'll find them useful.
3 tons of supplies failed to reach orbit and crashed into Siberia. I believe that the space wars are in full effect. There's so much stuff going on that we don't know about, and it seems like, you know, we get rid of NASA, there's nothing but rockets going off from Vandenberg all day long. There's another rocket, big ones too. Stop with the bull crap.
It's possible.
No, this is space wars. Data was not faked. Place is closed.
Don't be a denier. The science is in.
Science! Cosmic rays spur the formation of clouds through ion-induced nucleation. The methodology for climate models has to be changed based upon this research. We found that cosmic rays significantly enhance the formation of aerosol particles in the mid-troposphere and above. These aerosols can eventually grow into the seeds for clouds. However, we found that vapors previously thought to account for all aerosol formation in the lower atmosphere can only account for a small fraction of the observations. So you're telling me that these climate models may be wrong? No, we shouldn't put that on the front page. Now, should
we? Oh, no, don't mention that.
No, please.
Don't look over here. Ooh, look at that.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles County, plastic bags are now against the law.
And there's all these people, they bring their own bags. Usually they say Trader Joe's on the side because it's much better to have all these logos floating around. These grimy old bags that have been used over and over and over again. They never wash them. And then they load the fruit. They won't put the fruit in the plastic because, you know, it's a waste of some environmental thing. I don't know what it is. And so they put the fruit, the bananas, the potatoes, and all these, the peaches and the apricots, and they shove them into this grimy old bag that's made out of burlap with a logo on the side, and they're shoving the stuff in there and they're packing it in and it's dripping out the bottom, and then they wander off thinking that they've done something for the environment.
Russia is planning on building the world's longest tunnel under the Bering Strait to create a transport corridor linking Europe and the Americas via Siberia and Alaska. And of course, it'll cost £33 billion. Is it possible that we have cut a deal with the Russians and, like, you know, it's like us and the Russians against China? Is that possible?
Yeah, it's very possible. Russians don't like China at all.
No, I mean, and maybe they just tolerate us. But, you know, we've got all that START treaty and everything. Of course, we got Syria coming up. Syria has the Russian naval base.
Right, that's gonna tell us what's what.
Yeah, if the Russians get on board with that and say, well, you know, we have a naval base there. We could help you out with these atrocities. We could help you get the Assad regime out. Then we'll know America and by the way, I think it's good. I think America
that deal
and
might still be going on actually
as we speak.
Maybe the reason, yeah,
why it's delayed.
Yeah,
yeah.
One bite of turkey.
So the Department of Transportation is changing the rules that will eliminate unnecessary regulation of the railroad industry, giving Buffett like $170 million tax break. You shill, you old ugly shill.
As somebody pointed out, the tax system is voluntary, so if you want to pay more taxes, you can. building magnet trains.
I'm a big believer in magnets and zero point energy. This is bull crap.
Magnets run by solar panels. What better operation can you come up with? Ooh, the animals know in advance there was going to be an earthquake. Yeah.
Right before the ground began shaking, apes climbed the tops of trees, lions stood still, and lemurs sounded an alarm call well before the earthquake hit the nation's capital. Animals do possess some remarkable instincts.
Have you ever been to the zoo?
Yeah.
Lions stood still.
That's all they
Have
do.
Have you ever seen them move?
They just lay there licking their
balls.
They
don't do anything. They stood still.
Institute for Defense and Government Advancement. Social media has been widely used in the military and government departments for recruitment purposes, counter media, psychological and special operations in warfare, information gathering, and counterintelligence. Find out more about our exciting agenda. Hold on, let's see.
Agenda?
Yeah, they've got an agenda.
Since 9/11, as you mentioned, you've seen an expansion of the government powers to protect American citizens from the threat of terrorism, as well as an expansion of bureaucracy, whether that be through the FISA amendments or the Patriot Act. Could you sketch out a scenario when you think the federal government would not need some of those extraordinary powers, and a scenario when, in some cases, the United States could return to a pre-9/11 footing in terms of the powers of the U.S. government?
No.
It was such a long pause, I was thinking of clipping that out, but I decided to leave it completely unedited.
Do you think Americans are justified in thinking that H.R. 645 could lead to detainment camps for American citizens during martial law?
I don't know those numbers you remember.
The emergency center establishment.
Yeah, I know that's their goal. They are setting up the stage for violence in this country. There's no doubt about it.
What we're doing is shoveling shit against the tide.
Shoveling shit against the tide, everybody. 333.nashownotes.com.
Squirrel!
Dvorak.org/NA.
We know bullshit when we see it.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.